Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
To the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
I'll never forget the day I decided to go out for the football team. Mr. Banks, the JV football coach and my history teacher, asked me to stay after class. I thought I was in trouble. He said, "Hey, Darius, have you thought about going out for football? I think you'd be great." Fact is, I never played football. Fact is, I never had anyone tell me I'd be great at something. So, with no experience at all, I signed up. And a week later, I padded up and was running drills on the field. I never was great, but playing high school sports was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I was accepted by my teammates, and I learned that when someone believes in you, you can believe in yourself.
Encourage a student you know to take part in a high school sport. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com. WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
and Chad Holmes back again from the Marathon Park Ice Arena. We are in the second intermission. We just saw the sliming of the coaches. And the coach that got the slime was Coach Jana Wimmer. I feel for Coach Jana Wimmer. I had a chance to kind of talk to her before the game because, as I mentioned earlier, was trying to get her lined up to be our coach guest for this week on the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO tomorrow night. But she has no voice. She has been fighting, you know, a bug that's been going around so many folks, including myself, recently. And then she's the one that gets slimed. That's just not right. Plus, her team is right now the team that's the highest ranked. They're number two of the state in girls hockey. But all for a good cause, all to help out Wausau youth hockey as part of this Kuhlman Cup night here at the Marathon Park Ice Arena. Well, let's take a look at what's been quite a bit of scoring so far in this game. The Warriors got on the board first at 1 minute even of the first period. Shea Jones will light the lamp for Shea Jones on the season. His sixth goal. Assist on the play went to Ethan Rohde and also to Caden Boleyn. And the Warriors had a 1-0 lead. Warriors would then score a shorthanded goal at 4:03. Cooper DePoit would light the lamp. Owen Pergalski and Ethan Rohde had the assist. That made it 2-0 Wausau West. Warriors would make it 3-0 at 5:39 of the first period. This time it was Joe Gravine, a shot from the blue line. Assists went to, again, Ethan Rohde. He had three assists on the first three goals tonight. And Kay Damrow also had an assist. Warriors had a 3-0 lead. Then at 10:35 of the period, an unassisted goal for Chase Crass to make it 4-0. At 14:44, Owen Pergalski with the goal. Assists went to Cooper DePoit to make it 5-0. And then finishing off the scoring late in the first period, Owen Pergalski unassisted to make it 6-0. The Blue Jacks got on the board at 4:53 of the second period. A miscue at the blue line by the Warriors, picked up by the very dangerous Zach Poggle. Poggle came in one-on-one against Julian Scalcucci and was able to beat the Wausau West sophomore. Unassisted goal for Poggle made it 6-1. Then at 7:26, the Warriors got a goal from Cooper DePoit. DePoit, second of the game, and on the season for Cooper DePoit, his 18th of the campaign. Assist to Chase Crass and Julian Scalcucci. That made it 7-1. But then EMU got back on the board. A shot attempt by Zach Poggle was stopped by Scalcucci, but the rebound was there for Jackson Pierce. And Jackson Pierce, the EMU sophomore, got the goal. Assist went to Zach Poggle. Also getting an assist was Kanan Yankee. That made it 7-2. And then the Warriors on the power play at 15:47. Hendrix Damrow with the goal. Kay Damrow with the assist. And that made it 8-2, and that is the score at the end of two periods of play. Wausau West now has 38 shots on net, 30 saves made by Chase Klebanow, 14 shots on net for the Blue Jacks, 12 saves for Julian Scalcucci. 8-2, Warriors over the Blue Jacks coming up. We'll take a look at our upcoming broadcast schedule. Lots of big hockey matchups coming up. And then we will also take a look at the state rankings because, again, a little bit of an extended intermission because of the sliming. Warriors 8, Blue Jacks 2. This is Wausau West Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. World Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. World Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA World Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. The award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit worldmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Chad Holmes again from the Marathon Park Ice Arena. Second intermission, Wausau West 8, East Merrill United 2. Looking ahead at our broadcast schedule, tomorrow night, big high school sports show, 6 till 8 p.m. Jeff Gress and myself will talk about what's going on in high school basketball and hockey. We'll have a coach guest at 6:25 and our student athlete guest at 7:06 will be Wausau West senior basketball standout Griffin Lang. Thursday night, high school hockey, Wausau West taking on DC Everest. 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa, by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Friday night, Wausau West at DC Everest in boys basketball, 7 o'clock pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip. Again, live on 98.9 WXCO and online. And then on Saturday, big one in high school girls hockey as the second-ranked Central Wisconsin Storm will take on the number 3-ranked Superior Spartans. Number 1 seed in the sectional bracket on the line. And we'll have that one live from Greenheck Turner, 1:50 for the pregame, 2 o'clock for the opening faceoff Saturday on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, taking a look at the state hockey rankings, Wausau West in the top 6 in Division 1. Stevens Point, again, is the number 1 team in the state in D1. Brookfield, number 2. Nina Hortonville-Menasha, number 3. Fond du Lac Springs, number 4. Wausau West, number 5. And the team the Warriors beat on Saturday, New Richmond, number 6. Boys, Division 2 top 6. Tomahawk, number 1. Somerset, number 2. McFarland, number 3. River Falls, 4th, Amory, 5th, and Regis Altoona McDonald, number 6. And then finally, in the girls' top 6, it is the Bay Area Ice Bears, number 1, Central Wisconsin Storm, number 2, Superior, number 3, Hayward, number 4, St. Croix Valley Fusion, number 5, and the Western Wisconsin Stars, number 6. So again, seedings will be announced coming up this weekend. We'll find out what the path to state is for both the Wausau West Warriors and for the Central Wisconsin Storm. 8-2, Warriors over the Blue Jacks. We'll have the third period coming up next. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club is a proud supporter of our broadcast of Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club would also like to thank their program sponsors for supporting the Warrior Hockey Program and the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. Those supporters include Godorzi, First Impressions, Focus Financial, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau. Please pay them a visit and thank them for their support of Wausau West Warrior Hockey.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
To the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Faux Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Start of the third period, Warriors 8, Blue Jacks 2. EMU will dump it in deep to get play underway here in period number 3. Puck is back to the point, captained by the Blue Jacks. Now the Warriors will get it up to center ice. Off the left-hand side, Owen Pergalski. Pergalski to the left corner. Pergalski get it back towards the point. Puck rolls around, capped in for a moment by Cooper DePoint, but the puck is then deflected out back to the Wausau West zone. Chasing it down for the Warriors will be Tegan Rasmus. Rasmus in the far corner, still deep in the Wausau West zone. Puck still battle for one of the Blue Jacks. Jackson Pierce lost his stick, and now the puck picked up by Cooper DePoint. Here comes DePoint through center ice, crossing the blue line. Deflected, Pergalski in front. Kras could not get the shot off. Kras on the left-hand side. Kras trying to work his way in front. Kras a shot and a goal! Another terrific individual move from the near side boards by Chase Kras. Came in front and able to get it past the goaltender. Chase Klebanow, 54 seconds into the third period, and give Wausau West a 9-2 lead. Second goal of the game for Chase Kras. 19th goal of the season. So 9-2 Wausau West. Puck is played back to center ice. Puck is now deflected into the zone by the Blue Jacks. Along the far side boards, Caden Boleen there. Also there is Parker Klebanow for the Blue Jacks. Puck comes loose, picked up by the Warriors. Up to center ice. Puck is off a skate of a Blue Jack. Fight for the puck in front of the EMU bench. Picked up by Klebanow for the Blue Jacks. Parker Klebanow will dump it in deep. Played by Julian Scott. Oh, takes a bad bounce and nearly a goal. Wow, coming in front. That puck took a bad bounce off the backboards, and that nearly led to an empty netter for the Blue Jacks, but coming back quickly. Now the Warriors coming fast and diving on top of it to make the stop is Chase Klebanow. Shot from the point, wide of the cage from Shea Jones. But we almost saw a really tough goal for Julian Scalcucci, but he's able to fight his way back in to make sure it didn't go to the back of the net. Pergalski and DePoit both got assists on that last goal. Puck is kept in by the Warriors. Left point, Joe Gervin will fire it. It'll be gloved down by Klebanow. Take the whistle and the stoppage. 14:50 to go, third period, 9-2 lead for Wausau West. Faceoff will be to the right of Chase Klebanow. Faceoff is fought for. Banged off the near side boards. Still a fight for that puck. Back to the point. Goes off a skate. Now here comes the Blue Jacks. Up the left-hand side with Nick Townsend. Townsend left faceoff circle. A shot. Save is made and then sticked aside by Julian Scalcucci. Puck in behind the net. Teagan Rasmus gets it over to Joe Gravine. Gravine's pass goes off a skate. Kept in deep by EMU. Rasmus at the goal line. Whiffs on his first pass attempt. Keeping it in deep right now are the Blue Jacks. Puck in behind the cage of Julian Scalcucci. Puck is whipped along the boards to the right point. There's a shot through a screen attempted by Owen Reeves. Gets deflected to the right corner. Still a fight for that puck along the boards. Puck deflects in behind the Wausau West cage. Puck now to the far side boards. And it'll be cleared by the Warriors all the way down ice. And that'll be icing on Wausau West. So EMU, despite being down 9-2, keeping the foot down, trying to put some pressure on. Again, this is a team that's been a much better squad here in 2024-2025. 8 wins, 13 losses. They have another conference game against Marshfield at home coming up. They went on the road to Marshfield earlier in the season and earned a conference win. Puck is back to the point. And now the Warriors trying to get it out, unable to do so. Captain again, Pierce. Pierce the shot, goes wide of the cage. Puck along the near side boards. Trying to move it forward is Tanner Zitzik for the Warriors. Puck is still battle for along the boards. Warriors going deep into their bench here in the third period. Puck is chipped up to center. Tanner Zitzik, pass behind him. Still fighting for it right below me. Does get it over the blue line. Oh, turned over. Alex Fail could not get the shot off. Fail with the steal, and he would, almost had an opportunity between the circles, but could not control it and get a shot off. Back up ice. Here comes Poggle. One on the goalie. Poggle a shot. And fighting it off is Scalcucci. Looking for a second on a breakaway tonight is Poggle. But a good stop made by Scalcucci. Puck is still on the doorstep. And Scalcucci right along the far side pipe may have made another stop. Now the Warriors get it back up to center. Alex Fail. Fail into the zone right wing side. Fail getting checked off the puck by Landon Bennett. Puck in behind the cage. Bennett moves it to the near side now for EMU. Flipped off the far side boards, back to center ice. Wausau West will get it back. Dumped in deep by Teagan Rasmus. Puck goes in behind the cage. Moved along to the near side by the Blue Jacks as they try to get out. Oh, turned over. One Pergalski in front, and then a one-timer goes wide of the cage by Braylon Stinky. Puck in behind the cage, left-hand side. Warriors mixing and matching a little bit on their lines right now. Puck is played by the Blue Jacks and Brody Klebanow. Now, move to the right-hand side. Blue Jacks trying to work their way up ice. Puck is taken away. Warriors will regain possession, reset at their own blue line. Pass ahead to Stanky. Stanky into the zone. Who's their right-hand side? There's a shot wide of the cage from Parker Barrero. Pinching in, keeping it in deep is Drake Kuharski for Wausau West. There's a backhanded shot. Stop is made. Still a fight for that puck. Trying to go up high that time for the Warriors. And actually, that was... Is that 33 or 23? You're going deep into the bench right now. There's no 30. Yeah, there's a 33 out there who's not on our line chart. And the coach always gives me a line chart. No 33 on it for Wausau West, but there's a 33 out there for the Warriors. Unfortunately, I can't tell you who that is. Puck is cleared back into the EMU zone. Puck moved ahead to center ice. Kept forward by the Warriors and Drake Kuharski. Now EMU again will try and break it up ice. 10:37 to go in the game. 9-2, Wausau West with the lead. Puck is chipped in deep by the Blue Jacks. As the Warriors will get it back up to center. Back through center ice, Hendricks Damrell. Damrell into the zone, trying to turn the corner, does so. Benefit beautifully, and a shot and a save. Bolin took the feed from Hendricks Damrell, but that was a good stop made by Chase Klebanow for the Blue Jacks. Back up ice. Again, with his Hendricks Damrell. One on the goalie. Hendricks fires it and scores. He was able to get to the far side pipe, get the goalie to move, and then get it to the back of the net. So after getting stuffed a few moments ago, Hendricks Damrell puts it to the back of the net with 10:05 to go in the game and give West a 10-2 lead. 6 minutes and 55 seconds, the time of that 5-on-5 goal for Hendricks Damrell, and that's his second goal of the game. Face-off controlled by the Blue Jacks. Well, it looks like the Warriors will be in pretty good shape for that big one against DCE coming up on Thursday. And again, that's also big because you don't want to slip up before the seeding meeting on the weekend. Right now, the Warriors, I think, in a pretty good spot to get a number two seed. Up ice, left wing side, Shea Jones fires it high and wide of the cage. Rebound goes back to center ice. Here come the Blue Jacks. There's a shot wide of the cage. Shea Jones with the only assist. And now here comes Pierce. Pierce moves it right-hand side towards Poggle. Poggle below the goal line. Poggle fed in front, back to the point. Owen Reeves. Reeves through a screen. Blocked in front. And then trying to get the rebound, but not able to get the shot off, was Jackson Pierce for the Blue Jacks. Warriors will now dump it over the Blue Jack blue line. Reeves gives it away. Puck is picked up. Alex Fail. Fail, left-hand side. Fail, still stick handles. Fail, had it knocked away. Puck, Jackson Pierce clears it back to the Warrior end of the rink, and then cleared out of the zone by Julian Scalcucci. Wausau West back up ice. Teagan Rasmus. Rasmus fires a wrister. Glove down by Chase Klebanow. He'll take the whistle and the stoppage. Nearing the midway point of period number three, 8:35 to go. 10-2 Warriors. Rare night here at Marathon Park. The Warriors wearing the road blues. Normally here it would be a home game, but tonight Blue Jacks are the home team. Right-hand side, Alex Fail whips along to the near side corner. Puck is still battled for at the goal line. Moved in behind the cage. Blue Jacks still with the puck. Puck is now still putting pressure on the Warriors, making it difficult for the Blue Jacks to get it out of the zone. Finn Richard at the left-hand point will dump it in deep. Warriors again keeping it in deep. Tanner Zidzik fighting for the puck at the goal line. Now the Blue Jacks, again, can't get it out. Zidzik keeps it in for the Warriors. Now played by Hunter Rankin. Rankin will get it ahead. Now through center ice, here come the Blue Jacks and Klebanow. That's Parker Klebanow. Lots of those Klebanows on this team for the Blue Jacks. In fact, three different Klebanows on the roster. Dumped in. Blocker stop made by Julian Scalcucci. Wausau West back up to center ice. Backhanded in deep by Teagan Rasmus. He'll peel off on a line change. 10-2 Warriors, 7:15 to go. Puck played at neutral. Trying to grab control of it is Cooper DePoit for the Warriors. Cooper in front of the Wausau West bench. Had it poked away. Puck is moved back into the offensive zone now by the Blue Jacks. Thrown in on net and then covered up by Julian Scalcucci. So again, for the rest of the week, our hockey coverage. Thursday night, 6:50 airtime, Wausau West against DC Everest. Saturday, 1:50 pregame, Central Wisconsin Storm against Superior on 98.9 WXCO and online. Back up ice, now come the Warriors. Stanky along the left-hand side, trying to throw it down low. Puck is still battled for. Now picked up behind the cage by Riker Remington for the Blue Jacks. Puck in front of the EMU bench, kept in by the Warriors, flipped in on goal, and then thinking about moving the puck and deciding not to, and holding on is Chase Klebanow. If you didn't hear this one on Saturday, they should have, because that was one of the more physical games I've seen in a long time when the Warriors were in New Richmond. Puck back to the point. Joe Gravine keeps it in for Wausau West. Now played by the Blue Jacks. Long pass ahead into the zone. Pierce a shot and a save made by Julian Scalcucci. Pierce ahead of the pack, firing it from the inside of the left faceoff circle. But Julian Scalcucci comes up with the stop, holds on, takes the whistle, and the stoppage in play. Faceoff to the right of Scalcucci. Faceoff comes in front. Puck still bouncing around between the circles. Clear to the near side boards by the Warriors. Back to the point. Fired in wide of the cage by Liam Zadroik. Blue Jacks keeping it in. Puck goes in below the goal line, left-hand side. Now with it is Teagan Rasmus for Wausau West. Stanky gets it to the point, but not out. Now Teagan Rasmus will get it up the center. Up the left-hand side, into the offensive zone. Teagan will take a shot, wide of the cage. Rebound in front of the EMU bench, kept in again by the Warriors. Zidzik will fire it, wide of the cage. Near side, Ethan Rohde throws it on net. Sticked aside by Klebanow. Blue Jacks trying to break it out of their own end. Puck does get up the center. Played by Ethan Rohde. He'll dump it in. Puck moved to the near side by the Blue Jacks. Zadroik moves it back on the left-hand side. Pass to the along the boards, but nobody there for EMU. But now the Blue Jacks do get it up the center. Over the red line is Riker Remington. Fires it on net. Easy stop made by Julian Scalcucci. 4:17 to go. 10-2 Warriors. Warriors, Zidzik up to center. Zidzik over the blue line will roll it in. Goes in behind the cage. Chased down by Liam Zadroik. Then taken away. With it again is Zidzik. Zidzik to the right-hand side. Zidzik back to the point, but could not get it to his defenseman, Finn Richard. Richard has to play it at neutral. Gets it back into the EMU zone. Blue Jacks will be going to 8-14 on the season. They've been off for a while. Had not played in quite a few days. Puck is battled for at neutral. Still a fight for it. Finn Richard there for the Warriors. Also there is Xander DeBio. Puck is banged off the near side boards by EMU back to center. Taken there by Rowan Robbins. Now the Warriors. Robbins gets it ahead towards Jake Hayne. Could not handle that pass. Puck is played at neutral. Now back into the zone. Here comes Xander DeBio. DeBio, a shot, misses the near side pipe. Rebound whips around back to center ice. Puck will be battle for. Now here come the Warriors back into the zone. Puck is still battle for. Picked up on the left-hand side. Xander DeBio. DeBio behind the cage. DeBio to the right-hand side. DeBio back to the point. There's a shot by Jones wide of the cage. Puck in behind the net. Rowan Robbins chopping at it for West. But the puck is caught up in the netting and will get a whistle and a stoppage in play. Face-off left of Chase Klebanow. Warriors win the draw. There's a shot by Gravine. Goes off a skate to the near side corner. Played again by EMU. Puck moved to the far side. Trying to grab it is Parker Klebanow. Still a battle for that puck in front of the EMU bench. Goes back to center, then dumped back in by Joel Gravine. 2:15 to go. Stick around for our post game. We'll recap the scoring. Get a chance to talk to the coach, B.J. Brandt. Look ahead to Thursday's game against D.C. Everest. Brody Tranto into the zone now for EMU. Puck is battle for. Still near the point. Keeping it in is Tranto. And now the Warriors do grab it. Get it back up to center. Parker Barrero. Ooh, a big collision between Parker and Owen Reeves. Parker thrown in front. Chopping as Hayne. And a stop made by Klebanow. Good job there by Parker Barrero. Got it in front to Hayne. Good save made by the EMU goalie. Back up ice come the Blue Jacks. Right wing side, Brody Benedict takes it in softly. He'll be covered up by Julian Scalcucci. So the Warriors will move to 10 games above 500 on the season. They'll be 15-5. They'll be 6-2 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. 4 regular season games left. Face-off, whiffing on the shot attempt is Owen Reeves. Puck back through center ice. Into the zone, Tanner Zidzik. He'll fire it wide of the cage. Back to the point. Whipping is Finn Richards. His shot gets blocked in front. Down to a minute to go. Richard will keep it in at the blue line. Right-hand side. Puck is still battle for it, trying to chop at it. His fail, but could not gain control. Back up ice now come the Blue Jacks. He'll be backhanded in. Played by Scalcucci. Moved to the right-hand side. Puck is chipped up to center. Now back up ice. Here comes Wausau West and Rowan Robbins. Robbins into the zone. Robbins fires it. Got deflected over the crossbar. 30 seconds to go. Puck in the deep right corner. Played along the boards by EMU. Back to the point. Capped in by West. With it is Kate Damrell. Now to Finn Richard. Richard will fire it. Stop is made. Down to 15 seconds to go. Warriors keeping it in the offensive zone. Alex Vail, upper slot. He'll fire a shot. Gets deflected over the glass, into the netting, and out of play. And that should do it. So Wausau West tonight will defeat East Merrill United by a score of 10-2. Warriors will celebrate another Kuhlman Cup win. Teams will get out front and shake hands. And then we'll have our post-game show coming up. So again, Wausau West 10, EMU 2. Back in a few moments here on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
And Chad Holmes back here from Marathon Park, where the Kuhlman Cup is awarded to the Wausau West Warriors in the annual battle. 10-2 Warriors over the East Merrill United Blue Jacks. We'll talk to the coach coming up. Let's look at the scoring. Warriors at 1 minute of the first period. Shay Jones with the goal. Assist on the play went to Ethan Rohde and Caden Boleyn. Warriors made it 2-0 at 4:03 of the first period. A shorthanded goal. Cooper DePoit would light the lamp. Assists on the play went to Owen Pergalski and Ethan Rohde, made it 2-0. Warriors would make it 3-0 at 5:39 of the first period. A power play goal, this time for Joe Gravine. Assists to Ethan Rohde and to Kay Damrell. Warriors would make it 4-0 at 10:35 of the first period. Unassisted goal for Chase Crass. And then at 14:44, it was Owen Pergalski with the goal. Assist to Cooper DePoit to make it 5-0, and then late in the first period, the Warriors would make it 6-0 on a goal from, again, Owen Pergalski. EMU would get on the board at 4:53 of the second period. Lighting the lamp on a breakaway was Zach Pogel, unassisted, and that made it 6-1. At 7:26, the Warriors would get that one back. A goal by Cooper DePoit with assist to Chase Crass and Julian Scalcucci to make it 7-1. Then EMU would score again at 12:35. A rebound goal for Jackson Pierce. Assist on the play to Zach Pogel and Kanan Yaki. That made it 7-2. Warriors would make it 8-2 then on the power play at 15:47 of the second period. It was Hendrick Stamroll with the goal. Kay Damroll with the assist. And that would be the score 8-2 at the end of period number two. Then the Warriors would add a couple of more goals in the third. At 54 seconds, Chase Crass with his second of the game. Assist again to Owen Pergalski and also to Cooper DePoit. And then the final goal of the game at 6:55. This time it was Hendrick Stamroll with his second goal of the game. Assist on the play went to Shea Jones. So 10-2, the final score. Did not get the final shot numbers. He did not put them up on the board. It was 38-14, Wausau West at the end of two periods. So somewhere in the mid-40s, I would say, around 20 for EMU. Another solid effort in net for Scalcucci. Had the breakaway. Really couldn't have done much more. Probably would have liked to have done a little more on the rebound on the soft shot for the second goal, but still. The Warriors feel very good with their goaltending. I have to think they feel very good with their defense. And they have been red hot in terms of lighting the lamp recently as well. Getting ready for the game coming up on Thursday against D.C. Everest. Again, second place on the line in the conference. Significant game for postseason seeding. Evergreens here at Marathon Park. 6:50 for the pregame. 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff. Thursday night, live on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, then, after that game, this weekend, the seeding will be announced. And then next week, after the seeding is announced, the Warriors will have three games to wrap up their season. And then Monday, they'll be here against Eau Claire North in a makeup from a couple of postponements. The first two times, it was scheduled to be played in Eau Claire, but because the Warriors have the ice available Monday, they will play ECN here at Marathon Park Monday night, 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff here on 98.9 WXCO. Then on Thursday night, the Wisconsin Valley Conference finale, the Warriors will take on Wisconsin Rapids, again, 6:50 airtime. And then finally, the final game of the regular season against the third-ranked team in the state on the road at Nina Hortonville Menasha a week from Thursday. 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff. Again, all the coverage of the Wausau West hockey team right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Still waiting for the coach to make his way over. So we're going to take a quick timeout and can come right back, talk to Coach B.J. Brandt. Wausau West 10, EMU 2. This is Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
To the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Faux Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West. Back again from Marathon Park's Ice Arena, where a nice crowd came out to see this inner city slash bordering county battle between the Wausau West Warriors and the EMU Blue Jacks, and the Warriors win it tonight by a score of 10-2. Joined now by the coach, BJ Brandt. And coach, especially in the first period, obviously in this kind of game, you want to come out, establish yourself early to be able to come out, get that first goal 60 seconds in, get the six in the first period. Had to be exactly the way you wanted to start.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, other than the penalties, I think we took some penalties in the first that we didn't want to take, but I thought offensively we were really good. We were moving the puck around low to high. And then obviously, I mean, the first goal was low to high to cross to I think it was Shea that shot the first one, and it was just a rocket into the net, and then, you know, it kind of went from there. You know, 1 minute in, you get that goal, kind of puts them back on their heels, and we were able to play well in the first.
It feels like the offense generally is really clicking pretty good. Is that the feel that you're building something really well on that end of the rink?
I mean, I think for certain lines there are. I think there's other lines we want to get more production out of, which we gotta work on. But I think overall, as a team, we're very productive right now. And obviously, coming into the games that we have left, we want to make sure that we're putting pressure on teams in the offensive zone, because those are things that we need.
Consistency is something that I think that you always talk about. And the backup Saturday, that wasn't that long ago. You come back here. Again, it's obviously a city game. You know the kids, nice crowd on hand. But at the same time, against a team that's a little bit lower in terms of the win-loss record, to come out here and show that consistency has to be something that's nice as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at the big picture, I thought tonight was good. You know, I think there's some other hills and valleys that we're working through right now, and we got to make sure that we get rid of those, because those will show up in the moments we don't want them to. And I think that's tonight, when you look at the way we played the second period, there was a little bit of up and down and up and down. You know, like defensively, we were a little offensive minded at times, which gave them some odd man rushes. And when you put the puck on Zach Pogel's stick, he's going to make things happen, and he did.
Thursday, DC Everest, and for whatever reason, and they're always tough. I mean, they were tough over at Greenheck Turner. I mean, they had the lead late in the second period. But they come here, and they're always really, really tough. It's going to be a tough hockey game. And as you said in the pregame show, they're 6-3. You're 6-2 in the conference. Obviously, you want second place, and you do not want to stub your toe before seeding on the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, they've always played really well here at Marathon Park. They're, you know, backstopper, their goaltender. They've got a big junior class that has been really productive. You know, they've got guys that can put the puck in the net, and they've done a lot of winning lately. You know, you look at the way that their schedule's laid out, they've won a lot of games lately, and we're going to have to play well. I think it's going to be a really good test for us at home, and kind of keep building as we go as this regular season winds down.
And finally, I kind of sensed it Saturday as well, because I thought it was a good crowd over at New Richmond. I thought tonight would be a good crowd. I think Thursday, because I think every year, Stevens Point and DC Everest are the games that we get packed places. It's always a lot of fun. Is that excitement building along as we get to the end of the regular season and the postseason?
I do. I think people understand the playoffs are close, and they want to come out and watch some really good high school hockey, and Thursday's going to be no different. You know, Everest has played well. They travel well, especially here, and it's a little bit different.
A lot of fan buses come over here.
Yeah, a lot of it's a different environment here, right? It's a little smaller venue, so we're a little tighter into each other. So we'll look forward to a big crowd on Thursday and hopefully play well in front of them.
I look forward to it.
Thanks, Chad.
Head coach of the Warriors, BJ Brandt. Wausau West wins 10-2 over the EMU Blue Jacks here tonight. Thursday, back at it, 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff, Warriors and the DC Everest Evergreen. So hopefully you can join us for that one. Thanks again to all of our sponsors, without whose help we could not bring you Wausau West Warrior High School hockey here on WXCO, and thanks to you for joining us.
Again, Warriors 10, Blue Jacks 2. This has been Wausau West Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Hockey has been brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club, and Coast to Coast Marketing. Thanks for joining us for Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO.
It's just the price of eggs, which is going up, as well as these other things that we go up because of Trump's tariffs.
Yeah, did you see, meanwhile, hang on just a second, Michael. That it's actually because of bird flu. But did you just see the Waffle House, you know, one of the large users of eggs in the country, just put a 50-cent surcharge on every egg that they serve?
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Incredible. And then, but then besides the tariffs that's going to really be wrecking the economy, what you mentioned about the oligarchy, I got to commend you for that excellent interview you did with Greg Palast, and it pretty much exposed as to what the hell happened on Election Day, that there are many people, not the tens, the hundreds, the thousands, but millions
over 4
of
million
votes that were suppressed or even purged from the voting rolls.
Yep.
And then if people can't understand that, they got to figure out how the hell is it that one of the swing states, Pennsylvania, was called that very night and so swiftly, as opposed to 4 years ago when it took a whole week to get all the votes.
Well, I think part of that was because Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, actually cleaned up their voting systems.
I'm sorry?
I think that Pennsylvania got called as quickly as it was because Josh Shapiro cleaned up their voting systems.
But still, when Greg Palast mentioned about the number of votes that were suppressed by the GOPs,
oh, it's massive.
Add to that,
it's over 4 million.
And then add to that, Trump holding a rally pre-inauguration, saying that Elon Musk sure knows what to do about computers. He helped me get Pennsylvania. That's an eye-opener in itself.
Yeah.
So as contrary to people saying that, oh, we lost because people decided to stay home and not vote, the reality is that people tried to vote but were knocked off the system, but knocked out of the system.
I still want to know what happened when Trump said, you know, thanks to Elon Musk for helping us with the vote counting computers in Pennsylvania. I suspect that he wasn't just trolling us, that he's actually bragging. But I don't think we're ever going to know. Michael, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Spot on. Christina in Los Angeles. Hey, Christina, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just want to tell you and your viewers that something is definitely going on with not just Medicaid and Medicare, but actually the SSI and disability payments. I've been on SSI and disability for about 30 years, and it's legitimate. And for the past few years, I've been getting an income of about $1,200, combining those two, and that was my full income. Last month, the payment was only about $600, and so I called and called Social Security, and each time it was a 120-minute wait time. I finally got through to a local office, and they said there have been no changes on our end, but they do sign a non-disclosure agreement, agreeing not to say anything. You know, I think they really do, NDA. And so anyway, I had no recourse, and I decided to wait till this month to see if I got my full payment. Well, it's past the third, and I'm paid on the first and third SSI and disability. And this month, I've only gotten an $830 deposit, and that's it. So, so they are, at least with me, they have cut my payments. I was on Section 8, by the way, for 25 years, and I changed my address, and they said it's a simple address transfer. And so, but I got nothing but a runaround. They kept asking for the same forms to be completed, and I got nowhere, so I lost my Section 8. So they are doing this, and they are in cahoots with the banks.
Yeah.
Because it is a full-scale coup d'etat. It's already been done. And they will crash the economy completely and totally. And it's not just illegal immigrants.
I get it, Christina. And let's not forget that when the economy crashes, that's when billionaires make the most money because they can buy cheap and ride it back up.
They already have all the money. They control the printing press. They already have the money.
I think Trump's whole tariff thing was a scam. I don't think he ever actually intended to impose those tariffs. I think he did that knowing that it would crash, drive the market down. There was a massive number of shorts on the market, bets against the market last Friday. Those bets got paid off on Monday morning. And then Trump announced that he's not going to do the tariffs and you know, ride the market back up. I think these guys are manipulating the market, these billionaires, to make even more money. Christina, thank you for the call. Lee in Harwinton, Connecticut. Hey, Lee, what's up? Oh, Lee, I see
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. You've only got 30 seconds here. Is that enough for you?
Yep.
You can make it quick. Okay.
I think we have an opportunity here to show Fox Television exactly what we think of them and make it a giant political statement calling for a boycott on the Super Bowl.
Is it playing on Fox stations this year?
Yep. Turn your TVs off. You're going to be able to see it a week later.
Yeah. Interesting.
Turn your TVs off. Don't buy the chips. Don't buy the soda. Show them what we think. You got to get their attention. That would get their attention.
Well, that's true. I doubt it's going to work, but I hear your call,
Lee. Let's try it. Anything.
You got it. Something. You got it. I won't watch it, but I generally don't. So, Lee, thank you for the call. Oh, my. Did you know almost two-thirds of the entire budget of the U.S. Agency for International Development right now is going to Ukraine? You think that might have something to do with why Elon Musk just shut it down? The guy is talking to Russia, right? He is talking to Putin, according to the press reports.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-55.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Trump's executive orders and tariffs. What is that doing to Wisconsin farmers? Darren Von Ruden joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Donald Trump did not campaign on stopping Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors. He did not tell you he was going to cut road safety projects or state-based homeland security initiatives. But that was always the plan. And while a judge late yesterday hit the pause button, it has been a busy 18 hours as people and agencies and businesses took in that gut punch.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The Trump administration is putting most employees of the U.S. Agency for International Development on leave and has told its employees working overseas to return home. CBS's Sarah Cook has details on a startling turn of events.
Exceptions will be made for those on mission-critical functions, core leadership, and specifically designated programs. For USAID personnel posted overseas, there is a plan with the State Department in the works for the agency to arrange and pay for return travel to the U.S. within 30 days.
And the UN is warning that President Trump's freeze on humanitarian aid will hit Afghan women especially hard. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb is in Kabul.
The situation for women is not just difficult, it's despondent. Since the Taliban swept back into power, girls over the age of 12 have been barred from public educations, women have been excluded from most jobs, and